how are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams is on.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the program. Tonight is Monday night, the beginning of a new week here, and we are trying to make contact with our guests. So far, we are getting a busy signal, and that is unfortunate, because when you get a busy signal in talk radio, that's not good. It's not good, you know. It's not good for you, for me, for us. But we're going to keep trying every single minute to get a hold of them. And we'll let you know if we do. If we don't, we won't. How's that? Not going to tell you. Not going to tell you until we make contact. But we are going to talk about a variety of things, I'm sure, in the meantime. And we will have an open program until we connect. And there are many things to talk about. Many things. Of course, the war on our borders, on our sovereignty, on our nation continues. And again, almost all of the major and even local media reports, most all of them continue to use the word immigration involving this subject. And immigration is a totally false word here. It has no place. This word immigration is a deliberate distortion of the issue. And in just about every single media report, the word immigration is used, and in a variety of forms. Anti-invasion Americans. Anti-sovereignty violators, anti-alien invaders are always referred to as anti-immigrant, anti-immigrant, anti-immigrant. This from the media bosses, typically in each and every single issue of every single newspaper, is not by accident. And it's not just stupidity, although, as you know, most of our reporters today really don't have that much between their ears, unfortunately. I would say the vast majority of journalists, or those who call themselves journalists, do not have very much brilliance or intelligence. And that's part of the problem. Even so, I will not assume that that is the reason why the media continue to distort the issue. And here's an example right here. Editorial Observer, after an anti-immigrant flare-up, Texas gets back to business. Well, I'm sure you probably heard of this, right? Right from you people in Austin, by Lawrence Downs. Everybody said the nation's anti-immigrant fever was going to spread to Texas this year, he says. State lawmakers enter the new legislative session with dozens of bills pertaining to anti-quote immigration. And then, of course, everything started to flare up. I'd like to read this story, read the whole propaganda story. When we come back, if we don't have our guest on the line, I will do that, and we will get off to a rousing bonfire of a start. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Be right back.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report. Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
And we are here tonight. We're having an open forum for the time being, and we're waiting to see if we can connect to our guest. this writer, Lawrence Downs, writing for this column, if you will, the Editorial Observer, he's writing about Texas, Austin, Texas, and says that the anti-immigration fever, it was said, was going to spread this year to Texas. State lawmakers entered the new legislative session with dozens of bills whose anti-immigrant passions range from warm to extra hot. Again, anti-immigrant. See the term? They wanted to tax money transfers to Latin America and sue the federal government for money spent on border enforcement. One even fired a broadside at the 14th Amendment, seeking to deny the benefits of citizenship to Texas-born children of illegals. Their goal seemed to be to make immigrants' lives as miserable as possible and to howl at Washington for not fixing the mess. Meanwhile, an energetic cohort of grassroots advocates and legislators, Latino and otherwise, stood ready to challenge the, quote, hardliners at every step. But last week, something strange and encouraging happened. The legislature took a big step back from the immigration fight as an unusual alliance rose up in support of humane, sensible reform, says the writer. the powerful Republican chair of the Senate State Affairs Committee, David Swinford, declared that most of the immigration bills were constitutionally flawed, needlessly divisive, and a waste of time. So he was not going to let them come to the floor. Well, now, that's very Democratic, isn't it? Some members were left sputtering. Everything here is divisive, said Representative Leo Berman, author of the Birthright Citizenship Challenge and other harsh measures. But that was all he could do. Mr. Berman, an affable Republican from East Texas, says that Mexico is the world's most corrupt country. Well, don't know about that one. Maybe the U.S., judging by the goings-on here in this country. He says, and that its citizens are infecting us with their law-breaking culture and with TB and leprosy. He has many friends in the Capitol, and which is nobody's idea of an immigrant amnesty zone. But the convictions gripping him have been eclipsed by something deeper in the Texas soul, says this writer. That would be business. Mr. Swinford said he had consulted the state's attorney general, here we go again, and concluded that most of the immigration bills would not survive court scrutiny. Never mind that some of the sponsors were well aware of their bill's technical flaws and were itching to attract lawsuits anyway. Mr. Swinford clearly had no appetite for crusading or grandstanding and decisively put a lid on things. We've got business to do, he told me. We can't be fighting and getting our business done. He was talking about efficiency. But his words could have been taken from the mouths of the powerful Texas Republicans who have entered the debate squarely on the side of comprehensive reform, quote unquote. That blend of border toughness and pro-immigrant fairness that Republicans elsewhere deride as amnesty. Well, now, is that your Republican Party in Texas? Sounds like the Republican Party here in Rhode Island. Or almost as bad. Republicans realizing that anti-immigration fervor threatened to purge Texas of the workers that pluck the chickens, build the houses, and make some very people very rich. Their attention was grabbed last April when a Democratic representative, Rafael Anquia, tacked a provocative amendment onto a bill raising business taxes to finance property tax relief. It would have forbidden employers to cut their taxes by deducting wages of illegal workers. Mr. Anquia wanted to send the message that any crackdown on illegal immigration would be met blow for blow with bills going after their employers. That got Mr. Anquia a visit from Bill Hammond, president of the Texas Association of Business, one of the state's most powerful lobby groups. An alliance was born. Mr. Hammond is standing beside the ACLU, the National Council of La Raza, and the Equal Justice Center as a member of the Texas Residents United for, you get it, a Stronger Texas or Trust. The group recently sent the legislature and the governor a 15-point statement of principles on immigration reform. It urges economic development in Texas and in Latin America. It argues for cultural diversity, bilingual education, and in-state tuition for illegal immigrant children. And it denounces enforcement bills of the sort piled up by the dozen in Austin. Mr. Swinford represents an agricultural district with a lot to lose from attacks on immigrant labor. It's home to a Swift meat plant, recently raided by federal agents. But he insists he did not stifle any bills at the behest of big business. Maybe not, but he has certainly made it happy. The same week that Mr. Swinford announced that the problematic bills in his committee would die there, like the hoof-and-mouth cattle slaughtered in HUD, quote-unquote, Mr. Hammond stood with Mr. Ankiah on the Capitol steps to unveil an ad campaign urging Congress to pass comprehensive immigration reform, including a path to citizenship. The ads were created by another new alliance, Texas Employers for Immigration Reform, which includes the Texas Association of Business and Executives like Bo Pilgrim, the Pilgrim's Pride Chicken Magnet. Its website makes some of the staunchest arguments for comprehensive immigration reform you'll ever hear from rich Republican donors and power players. This Texas pragmatism has not taken hold elsewhere, not in Washington, where Republicans are laying out hardcore positions against amnesty. Not in states like Georgia, Florida, and South Carolina, which are steaming ahead with harsh agendas. But here, at least for now, powerful forces have come to understand, says the writer, whether through warm feelings for workers or more likely cold self-interest, that in attacking immigrants, Texas is attacking itself. Well, now, how do you like that, ladies and gentlemen? What think ye? Now, isn't that an invitation to a revolution? Sounds like it to me. Sounds like this character is asking for war. He's declaring war on the state and on the nation. And this is the sort of thing which is typical media fare these days, typical of the media elite who wish to globalize America, internationalize America, and turn this nation into one big tropic zone. We talk about illegals every single week. We talk about the fact that George Bush is the puppet of the New World Order. John Kerry would have been doing exactly the same as George Bush. Make no mistake about it. Osama Obama will be doing the same thing. Hillary will be doing the same thing. John McCain will be doing the same thing. Giuliani will be doing the same thing. And indeed, the former governor of Massachusetts will be doing the same thing. Mitt Romney, yes, no doubt about it. Only one claim so far, as he announced for president today, that he will not cave in to illegals. Tom Tancredo made the announcement for president, and of course, most of the so-called mainstream media gave him a quick yawn, a very quick yawn. And that's exactly the extent of their coverage. The alternative media, of course, is a different story. But here we go, ladies and gentlemen. All of these phony baloney have all made their peace with the devil. They have all made their peace with the New World Order. And not one of them, not one of them should receive anyone's vote who truly and honestly believes in the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the sovereignty of America. Not one of them. And let me just say this. Tom Tancredo is another politician, just like all of them are. Excepting, of course, perhaps for Ron Paul. But Tom Tancredo is doing what he thinks it's going to take to build momentum for him and to stay in office, even if nothing else happens, to remain in Congress. As you know, the Bushies went to work to defeat the congressman many times. But he, too, has voted with the Republican left on many occasions, or the Republican socialists, for the New World Order. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, this is all-out war, and there can be no compromise. You may call toll-free at 800-313-9443, Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
That coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, so, hey, war has been declared and now increased against you, the Goyim taxpayers, you, the sovereign citizens of the state of Texas and the nation. This is an all-out war. The traitors, the Benedict Arnolds, ladies and gentlemen, are everywhere. They're in the state Senate, they're in the state House, they're in the governor's office, the attorney general's office, they're all around. Do you realize that, what this governor tried to pull with vaccines for teenage girls in school so that he can continue to expand the pocketbooks of the pharmaceutical industries? Do you realize how corrupt and evil and vile these politicians are? They are absolutely beyond the pale. They cannot be redeemed. They must be destroyed one way or another. And this is one example of what we're talking about tonight. This invasion of the United States, which is called immigration, which it is not, and this encirclement of the United States, which is indeed an all-out, total, and complete plan of action to destroy this nation. George Bush is not the problem. He's the symptom. He is nothing more than the lemming, if you will. He's nothing more than the footstool for the New World Order. As I said, don't think for a minute, had John Kerry been elected, he would have been any different. Skull and bones, skull and bones. Skull and key, skull and key. What's the difference? The hinges on the door? even that wouldn't be any different. I'm going to start taking calls in a moment. 800-313-9443. In lieu of the fact that we have an open forum, I want to bring this up once again tonight, because now it's reached the critical stage of the country now, and within a very short period of time, all of this is going to start collapsing very quickly, regardless of who's president and who's in the Congress. So you better get ready and be able to deal with it. And, you know, we talk about buying bullets, buying guns, buying food and all of that. And that's wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful on a physical level to do that and be trained to defend yourself. But it's not going to be easy. It's going to be quite comprehensive, this plan of destruction. And it's happening each and every day. I just talked to someone today, and he's looking for work. And two or three of his friends are looking for work. My friends are looking for work. They're not working. But illegals are working under the table. And that's fine if they were Americans. But the fact of the matter is, they're not. They're here illegally. And those that are employing them, if they are employed by an employer, are indeed committing an offense, a criminal offense. They are the enemy from within, the enemy who will sell his soul and his country and his people down the river of no return merely for a mess of pottage, ladies and gentlemen. That cannot be forgiven. That is an unpardonable sin in my vocabulary. That is a treason that goes beyond anything Benedict Arnold might have done, believe me. Far beyond that. Let's say hello to Doug in Texas. Hello, Doug. You're on the program.
How are you doing? I might be guilty. We might have our first big disagreement here, and because I have a couple of gentlemen employed that they've been in this country 6 or 7 years, and they speak pretty good English. I'm sure that they weren't born here, but when I'm purchasing material or doing whatever, and I see these little healthy black gentlemen, that they're taking the jobs that they won't take because they're getting paid not to take them. You get my drift?
No.
Socialism. In other words, if they can have a baby mama that gets checks sent regularly from the government to enrich their life, and then their little children are they're disabled, so they get some disability checks, and they live by queen.
You're breaking up here, Doug. I can't even hear you.
Okay, well, they're queens. Because they have, all these checks coming in from the government.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby daddy, in other words, a sperm donor,
mm-hmm.
he's in the lap of luxury. He's getting food stamps. He's getting Section 8 and this and that and other. And he wouldn't lift a finger to do any. So that's what we're talking about when we say that. That Americans won't take.
Well, Americans can't afford it. Americans cannot afford to work legally and pay taxes on a salary that is not big enough. I mean, it's just not worth working. So what happens is they become a burden to the taxpayers themselves because of the artificial depression of the wages. You see, when you increase the labor pool, what do? You increase the costs, you decrease the amount of money, and you continue to dilute the system. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, Jim. All right, you'll be next in Texas. Rick Adams, stay tuned for more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
All right. Okay. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, with a bevy of phone calls here at 1-800-313-9443. Yes, we've lost our connection to get our guest. The line is jammed, busy, probably another Mossad hit, but that's okay. We will rearrange and reschedule. I'm happy. You see how the Lord worked tonight? The Lord said, we don't want to talk to a guest. We want to talk about the invasion USA. And this is very critical because it is prophetic. And what is happening to America happened over and over and over again to the people of Israel when they disobeyed the Lord. And even the Romans and the Greeks, oh my goodness, their civilization peaked and then fell. It fell when they rotted from within. You see, moral laws have been abandoned in favor of immoral laws. When we get characters like these cheap politicians, like the State Affairs Committee Chairman David Swinford and all of his ilk, remember, they are the rot from within. They constitute the garbage and the sewage that is flowing down the manhole, right down the sewers of your state and mine. Human swole. And I say that because I don't want to go beyond that verbiage. But you understand what I'm saying. These people are the traitors in our society. They speak compromise, yet, in fact, they are uncompromisingly against everything that our nation stands for legally. They are inviting disrespect for law. They are advocating criminality and then compromise. They are suggesting that you can do what you want and do whatever it takes to come here, break the law, and we will reward you. But we wouldn't call it amnesty. No, we'll call it concessions. You tell me the last time the IRS sat down with you and said, hey, so what if you broke the law? Let's grant you amnesty. Let's just give you total amnesty. All you have to do is just a couple of little things here and a couple of little things there. Don't worry about it. We have to do it because there's too many tax protesters. There's too many people that are overburdened with taxes. So we'll make another way. We'll call it amnesty. And we'll change the law. Well, of course, that's a different story because it's not legal or lawful. That is the tax system, the way it's set up. But I'm using it just as an example to show you that what these people advocate in one area, they most certainly will not carry over into all other areas of government. Only amnesty for the criminals that come across the border and the drug pushers, and punitive measures for those like Mr. Ramos and Compeon and others who are Border Patrol agents who protect our shores and our boundaries, our borders. They must be dealt with as the real criminals. Why? Because they are violating the globalist New World Order. That's why. It's that simple. All right. 800-313-9443. Let's take a few calls here. Jim in Texas is next. Hello, Jim. Right in the Lone Star State.
Absolutely, right in the middle of it, Rick.
Are you in Mr. Swinford's district?
No, I'm down in Corpus Christi in South Texas, which is even worse.
Oh, my.
But, yeah, I know. We're only slightly better than Laredo.
You know, Corpus Christi, here it is, the body of Christ.
Yeah.
What
well,
a blasphemy, huh?
Yeah, I'm kind of ashamed to say the name in most respects. But thanks for an honest but depressing night again, Rick, when you lay it on the line and actually, for people in the know, our only hope is a complete and total meltdown of our society. Mm-hmm. That's the only hope we got, as far as I'm concerned, that, you know, there's no light at the end of the tunnel except a complete breakdown where out of the chaos might come some kind of reasonable order, because the train we're on now is going down the track full speed, and there's no stopping it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because as long as the politicians and the illegal alien employees or undocumented workers or people that are only here to make a better living for themselves.
Yes.
By the way, Rick, how long before you think that they might quit enforcing the bank robbery laws? Because, after all, the bank robbers are only trying to make a better living for their family. Mm-hmm. And therefore, we shouldn't really be judgmental because, you know, they're only trying to, you know, do for their family what they couldn't do in Mexico. So how long do you think before they'll outlaw before they'll just forget about prosecuting bank robbers?
No, because they'll never do that because the banks are the real robbers.
The banks are owned by the people that are running the show, so
there
they'll
you
never
go.
Do that. So.
The big banks, yep. The commercial
Absolutely.
Banks.
Yeah, it's a hopeless situation here in Texas, but you're not much better off.
Oh,
than the
gosh.
East Coast.
Well, you know, we got the same, no matter where you go in this country, it's the same problem and it's the same mentality. You have powerful elite special interests who are trying to manipulate and control all the politicians, and that's what they're doing. Then you have grassroots organizers like we have and you have and people who are honest to goodness Johnny patriots that are trying to do their best to oppose all of this and draft new legislation, which will be unfortunately allowed to be decided by the courts, which have long since abandoned any sense of constitutionality in this country. So what we have here is a three-ring circus all around. But you're right about everything melting down and everything collapsing. The system cannot continue to bear the burden of the cost much longer. That is for sure.
By the way, today I seen again on TV, I think it was a clip from a few days ago, but they showed your favorite blowhard, Teddy Kennedy, up there with, I believe it was Cardinal Mahoney.
Mr. Amnesty himself.
Yeah, and Cardinal Mahoney and on the same stage coming out there looking at each other like they're swell fellows, and they're advocating the
yep.
amnesty situation.
Sure.
And it almost makes me throw up when I see that. I think, why can't people see through this?
And there's such a, you know, with regard to the churches now, why is it that people who are, quote, fervent Catholics and fervent Protestants, whatever they may be, why is it they are not exercising their basic fundamental power of the purse and not giving a dime to these churches? That's all they have to do is withdraw their money.
Absolutely. The Catholics could stop it. The only people who have any power as far as this, if all the regular Catholics, and I have nothing against Catholics, they're no more dumb than any than Hagee's bunch or Robertson's or Falwell's or any other bunch. They're just ignorant in the fact that they don't try and learn what's going on. They don't see the picture. And they could stop this because they should all just withdraw the money, quit going to church, say, hey, when you straighten this out, I'll be back. And that would stop it, but they won't do it.
Nope, and they have that power to do it. I tell them that all the time on our TV program, the radio show. You hear me telling people,
absolutely.
Don't want to give to the church when the church is absolutely in opposition to the commandments of God.
When someone's stabbing you in the back, you don't sharpen their knife. That's the way I look at it.
Absolutely.
You just don't do it. I mean, but the people keep doing it. As long as they can afford a six-pack and watch their ball games or go to the mall or whatever they want to do, as long as they can afford to do that,
hey,
they won't take any chance.
Come on. Baseball season. Baseball season,
yeah,
is here.
I know.
Come on.
I'm so happy I don't know what to do with baseball
the
season
Yankees.
Coming up. Yeah, well, I'm from St. Louis originally, so I got the Cardinals, which
yeah.
I never was a big fan of because I don't particularly like baseball. It's kind of boring, like watching grass grow almost. But,
yeah, I'd like to take a bat and a ball.
But anyhow, you had another roaring start to your show of depressing anybody that's in the know. But you can't really be depressed if you're in the know because you already know. I know what you're going to say every night, you know. So
yep.
More or less, but hey, you got to keep trying.
Well, we always keep exposing this because that's the whole purpose. That's what gives me the energy to continue is opposition and the decay around us. If it weren't for that, what would we do? What if all was boring and all was you know, like one way, everything was rosy? I wouldn't even be here talking to you tonight. There'd be no purpose to it.
Well, everything is rosy, Rick, for the powers that be. I mean, it's very rosy for them. And hopefully they don't see what's coming because it has to come to them.
Well, they know.
I can,
they know.
The only thing
it's
I
coming
can hope
to an
for
end.
Is to live long enough, and I'm an old man, so I probably won't. But I can hope to live for the fact to see 535 gallows lined up in the what do you call it, monument
right.
thing there in Washington, D.C.?
Sure.
535 gallows soon to be occupied with 535 guests of honor with a bunch of people in reserve from the executive branch. That's the only thing I can hope for.
All right, and
more or less.
That from your mouth to God's ears. How's that?
Yep.
All right, Jim, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Rick.
Thank you for your papa. I appreciate it. All right, 800-313-9443, and let me take Scott in Massachusetts next. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Rick.
Is this the Scott?
This is the Scott.
The Scott?
With my buddy Rick. How are you?
All right. Scott Smith, my co-host, and he's on the TV show.
On a deadly experiment. Cause
that's the show.
Deadly aim at the enemies of our society and our way of life.
Amen.
And, you know, I can't wait till the lead really starts flying.
Now, you're one of those, Scott, who I haven't heard for a long time. Thank you for calling. You're one
I'm
of those.
I'm up, Rick. I'm up.
Good for you. You've been telling people at the end of our TV show, sometimes throughout the whole show, you interrupt and say, buy bullets. And I often said, now, why is this fella saying that so often, buy bullets? Look, I mean, the weather's getting warmer. Things are, you know, everybody's happy out there, smiling, giggling, gambling, going to casinos, having a ball, getting ready to go to the beach. Why are you telling us to buy bullets when the sun is coming out? And even though there are clouds, the sun is still getting getting out there, and the days are getting warmer, and people are having such a wonderful, good time. Why do you advocate people buying guns in the midst of such wonderfulness?
Because that's the only thing the criminals understand that we have to fight with. They don't understand anything else. And the kind of assassinations that are happening all over Iraq, the kind of assassinations in Colombia, in different places all around the world, they're going to happen here.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be so much chaos, strife, poverty, criminality, bestiality, libertine godlessness, pagans. I mean, we're going, like you said, all of this garbage isn't going down the sewer. It's coming out of our water faucets, mm-hmm. and drinking it.
It and is polluting.
And we're poisoned by it.
Yes, indeed.
And the rotten people who are doing this to us need to be taken to task. And
well, the thing is, you know, for everyone you put away, there's at least five to replace them. As long as there's profit in selling their country down the river, they don't care about their country, they don't care about the people, and they don't care about what's right and what's wrong. They really don't.
No, they only care about how much control they have, how big of a pile of money they have,
mm-hmm.
how many gallons of oil they can pump out of the ground. They could care less how many people died in the process of doing it. They're jacking up the... And that's the thing that... ever since my military days, which is why I buy bullets, because that's the only thing in the military anybody understood. You know, your rifle's your best friend, and, you know, sleep with it and learn about it and take care of it, and it'll take care of you type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We need more American patriots to stop behaving that way, because the times are coming when that will be their best friend. And,
well, in the scriptures, you know, when we're told that when everything looks good and everything is fine, you know, that's the time to watch out. When will Jesus return? He will return when people least expect him to come, when
right.
almost all hope is given up that he will return.
Like a thief in the night, when you least expect
exactly.
him, there he will be.
Exactly.
And, you know, we're reaching a point of no return. And the economic situation that I see, Rick, is a disaster, and it's happening right now, right before our eyes, all over this country. I was just reading about Detroit and mm-hmm. The kind of foreclosures and people out of work and destitution, and this is being deliberately done to us by these international gangster banksters who all they see America as is something that they can squeeze every last bit of blood out of our young men over in Iraq, so they can squeeze every drop of oil they can out of the ground while they have the opportunity. And they don't care how many of our kids they sacrifice or how many Iraqis die. All they want is the oil out of the ground so that they can further control what's going on in our lives. And, you know, paying, what are we paying now, $2.60 a gallon or some crazy
$2.68, $2.70, that's the low test. Over $3.35 a gallon, and it's going to go higher and higher. And remember, the plan by 2008 is to bring it up to $6, $7, maybe $8 a gallon by next year. This is what is going to People have no idea what's happening, and it's happening incrementally, but that is what keeps people asleep, Scott. It's happening
old,
a little bit at a time, the frog in the kettle.
Right, right. And Rick, you know, the fact that we have such an economic travesty
mm-hmm.
in the process of occurring right now, our banking system has been set up for failure. The savings and loan debacle at the end of the 1980s, when the savings and loans all went bankrupt,
mm-hmm.
and Remember Malacombe up in Rhode Island?
Yep.
Hey, geez, they put him in jail because he was such a shyster.
He was the fall guy, though, Joe Malacombe.
Right. Absolutely. He was just one of the players of many, and he was the guy that they sacrificed
exactly.
to say, we did something about this, while all the other ones ran to the bank with all their dough. Well, that's nothing compared to what's going on in our country today in the real estate market. And the way they've shipped our jobs overseas, the way they shipped our production overseas, people don't understand the trillions and trillions of dollars
mm-hmm.
of capital
yep.
money of our plants. It's not just our jobs that have been shipped over there in terms of people. Our plants have decayed, and they get hit with Jewish lightning every day. I think we just had one in Pawtucket. A couple of days ago, right?
In the city of Pawtucket, yeah. Another
right.
fire.
Yeah, with Jewish lightning.
Another,
it hits the building.
Another suspicious fire, yep.
Right, and what was it? Just a couple of weeks before that, they caught one of these guys in Rhode Island trying to burn down his place, and
yeah.
he had three unexploded incendiary devices pulled out
from Russia. There. From Russia with love. He was a Russian Jew, yep.
Unbelievable.
Well, anyways.
I love you, brother.
Love you, Scott. We're going to get you back on this show as a co-host, a guest. I want you to come on soon as a guest, please. We'll talk about it.
I can't wait. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you for the call. We'll be right back with our next caller in just 3 minutes. I'm Rick Adams.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, radio, free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the lines are pretty well filled up. We're going to take more calls, 800-313-9443. And let me take, we have Ann in Michigan now. Hello, Ann.
Hello, Rick.
Yes.
I have two fairly short stories for you.
Okay.
I've been very interested in the Mexican trucking pilot program.
Mm-hmm.
And just for the heck of it, I listen to a lot of late-night AM radio, mainly coast to coast. Yeah. And I took a half hour off and went to the Midnight Trucking Network to see if I could hear anything about it.
Yeah.
And I caught a young man calling into the host, and he was talking about a Mexican trucking company who their advertising stated all of the services and trilingual drivers, fluent trilingual, English, Spanish, and French. Now, we're talking read and write and speak here. Now, where are you going to find that in Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
This does not sound like poor independent truckers from Mexico. If I had to go out and find trilingual drivers who spoke those three languages fluently, I would look, maybe in Spain or France. And I think this is another European company, mm-hmm. just like the toll roads, setting up a trucking industry for the North American Union.
Oh, sure. See, it's all gelling together. All of these things are coming together as one globalist entity.
Right, and the young man didn't say anything more. He was feeling sorry because he was feeling fully outclassed by what this company expects of its drivers. And there's got to be a story out there somewhere. I don't have a computer, but a good Google would be Mexican truckers, trilingual drivers, and they might come up with the company.
Mm-hmm.
But it's probably another European concession.
Yeah, it could be from anywhere, to be perfectly honest with you now, because the country is up for grabs, it's up for sale.
Yeah,
and,
but I mean, just to supply trilingual drivers, I don't
sure.
know how you would find just a common truck driver in Mexico who spoke all three languages
fluently.
Well,
you know, it's possible, and it's also something that I wouldn't doubt, but, you know, there are schools. The schools are teaching them. They will not learn English when they come here, but they may learn, another language. They'll have their native tongue and maybe another one on top of that. They can speak whatever language, but the language that we're speaking about tonight here is the language of money.
Right.
It's the language of greed. And for the love of money, you see, is the root of all evil. This is why America and all nations are being molded into the one world system, because men will sell everything out for their dirty, filthy lucre, as Jesus said. For the filthy lucre, they will do anything, including murder.
That leads us to story number two.
Good.
A year and a half, 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I was listening to a story about how some British scientists had found a chimpanzee
mm-hmm.
who just loved to work, absolutely did not expect a reward for work, simply loved to work. This was a short little news release thing, and it really set my alarm bells to ringing, and I said, let's wait and see. Well, over the weekend, on Art Bell, he reads news releases at the beginning of his show.
Mm-hmm. All right, hang on, just one moment. We'll be back in the second hour to continue with your account, all righty?
Okay.
And you stay where you are, and those of you on the line will be with you next. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, Uncensored Radio, Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.